Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you. Take it all out, take it all out. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Kiss, love, and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Genesis, calling for Thursday Night Poetry. How y'all doing tonight? Can you hear me? Are we having technical difficulties tonight? AK.
Hello.
I think we're having some technical. Hey, what's up?
You get me now? Okay, cool. All right, I got it together.
Okay.
But yeah, like I was saying, I was telling everybody that instead of doing what we normally do, instead of you and Radio Real hosting and doing all that great, amazing stuff, because Real is out here working and doing wherever he is. He's been out in the streets all day, doing what he's been doing. He's been on a couple of shows, and now he has another event for Bard University. So I decided to interview you. So today is all about you today. So what we're going to do is we're going to play some music. We're going to talk about your book that came out. We're going to talk about the merchandise. We're going to talk about everything. So I hope you're ready to be not the host, but you're ready to be the person of the hour. You ready for that?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
So, that's what's up. So that, first of all, what I want to know is, number one, tell everybody the title of the book. And then, two, tell us, what were the, I want to say, inspirations, what were the motives, what were the things that got you to write this book that, you put out?
Okay. Well, it's a poetry book. It's called Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. And I started on this book a couple of years back, but then I just stopped in the middle of the process, and I was doing spoken word and poetry slams and just going out representing poetry and doing a lot of my poems. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were suggesting that I should write a book, but I just always did it for hobby, and it was never nothing a serious thing for me at the time. And then I became more comfortable with sharing personal experiences throughout my poetry, so I felt why not? I should just, write it. And I had to find some people to teach me about publishing because I had no idea. So I met some people through networking from other poetry events that had wrote their books and helped me a lot. And here I am now. So it just basically was here to share with the world about you're pretty much not alone with certain situations. And it kind of helps me feel a sense of appreciation for the fact that I have a book out now and other people can relate to it or not relate to it or understand, this is normal.
Right. And then let us know, where, because we're going to say this throughout the night, let people know where they can go buy the book. I wish we didn't have this pandemic because I definitely would set up a book signing for you because that's how I feel. But with this pandemic, I know we can't do that. But so tell everybody where they can go purchase the book and, things like that sort.
Okay, well, there's a couple platforms you can purchase the book off. So you can go on Amazon, just type in Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. You can go to Book Patch, also type in the same title. You can go into I Am Genesis. It's not 3Y in Genesis. Everybody thinks that, but the 3 is the 3 dips of the eye, the corner, the bottom, and the other side of the eye. So it's I Am Genesis Poetry for Shopify. And those are only 3 platforms right now. I'm still working on another platform that I want to have it on, but they haven't published it yet, but it's in process, and that's Barnes & Noble. So I'm still waiting for that one to go through right now.
That's definitely what's up. And I just want to say from the fan, from the OG Radio fan, from me, I'm definitely proud of you. I'm really proud
of the
show, the Thursday nights that y'all just took and ran with it. And like I said, a lot of people have been hitting me up man, OG Radio is really changed from what you were doing to what they're doing. I'm And I tell a lot of people, man, it was just something that I felt I wanted to do. I wanted to give people the opportunity like you, like B-Trey, like Terrell. I wanted y'all to have the opportunity because y'all all had great ideas. Y'all had great things going on. And I kept hearing the same thing that y'all needed the platform. And I just felt like that was just kind of my job to give y'all this platform to just express yourselves. And I know a lot of people always, when they talk to me, they always talk to me about, oh, your radio station, OG Radio. I'm well, it's a team effort now, man. I have a team behind me. I have a team that's dedicated to how I'm dedicated, man. So I can't take credit for what y'all do on y'all nights. Only thing I've done is just give y'all a solid platform to do what y'all normally do. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all because y'all have given me more freedom to be more, expand the brand more so, not just be so confined into trying to make sure this radio station ran the way I wanted it to run, to where I couldn't focus on nothing else outside of just doing this radio station. So y'all really helped me more than I feel like I helped y'all, because y'all gave me more freedom to expand with the brand that I wanted. And the fact that I don't have to micromanage y'all, the fact that I could just, y'all could just send me ideas like, this is what I want to do. I'm like, run with it. Just go. That's how much like faith I have in y'all. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Well,
I know,
appreciate it.
Yeah, because I know me and you, we ain't had this time, so we having this time now, and that's kind of what I really wanted to tell you. Because like I said, I've just been listening to the show. You know, we've been talking on the messenger and our group messenger, you know. And I know you've probably been like, he just don't care what I do with this show. He just don't care. It's like that I just have so much faith in what y'all doing that I don't want to stunt y'all growth, like y'all creative growth. And I don't want y'all to feel like, you know, like if he going to like it or not. If I see the idea, I'm letting y'all run with it. It's just, I just want to give my input when I feel like it's needed. But it's not always needed. It's just, you know, a little structure here and there, but majority of the time it's just y'all doing what y'all want to do.
I do appreciate the platform, because I definitely, when COVID hit, I used to do like a lot of spoken words overseas. Well, in Hawaii, that's
mm-hmm.
where I came from not too long ago. And we used to host shows there, and, you know, I used to just go in and perform. So when
mm-hmm.
that hit, there was no place to really go. So I would just be in the house, bored. And then when I met Rails, he was just like, you do poetry? I said, yeah. And then we tried to do it, like, on live, on Facebook or something, but it wasn't working.
I remember those nights.
Yeah, and it was, like, on Instagram live. And I was the only one. We had, like, a group of people, but then I'm the only one that would just ever show up so that we could do poetry. And then he's like, we should just do it on the radio. And it just kind of took off from there. So it doesn't seem like, you know, the time that went by so fast. But I appreciate it, though, because I met a lot of people and network a lot through OG Radio. So I love the platform that it does give, you know, artists to perform and meet a lot of people and do other shows. Like, to me, it's fun.
And I was really just in awe of the poets that was coming on here and, like, just what they was talking about, things they were doing, just their own platform. Like, y'all opened me up to a whole different genre of just, like, spoken word and poetry. Like, it was something that I knew about, but I didn't really, like, dive into it. I really didn't. I understood it. Just, it was like I was trying to always figure how can I incorporate that on the show, and I let some veteran people figure it out for me, so I was kind of blessed in that. But what I want to know is, like, how long have you been writing, like, poetry and stuff like that?
Okay, so I've been writing since I was probably, like, 10, maybe 11 years old. But I think when I really started writing, I know I had went through something really traumatic. I think I was about 22, 23. Somewhere in there, and I was, like, writing a lot more. Because they said, you know, it's like a therapeutic thing if you write. And it's kind of turned into, like, poetry. And, you know, I read it to a couple people, and they was like, man, that's tight. I like that a lot. But, you know, I kind of really didn't take off with it until I was getting out of service, because I served in the military. And I'm retired, actually, from the military. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And the lady, she was like, you do poetry? I said, yeah, can you check out a couple of these poems? She's like, I got one better for you. I'm going to take you to your first open mic. Have you been to one? I was like, nah, I don't know what that is. I don't want to really perform in front of nobody. So me doing spoken word and, like, getting out there talking to people about it has only been since 2017. So going on 3 years now, I've actually, like, been out there, you know, repping the poetry scene. But I've been writing since I was a kid, though. So never nothing serious until I was way older. So I was so uncomfortable. Poetry is one of them things that you can't share with everybody, or you could, but it's that judgment that stares in your face, and a lot of people are uncomfortable with that. And I'm sensitive about my shit, and I'm sure a lot of people are sensitive about their stuff because it's their art. It's like somebody calling your baby ugly. I had a poet tell me that before. And so, basically, 3 years now, going on my third year of poetry, spoken word poetry, anyway, performing in front of people.
That's definitely amazing. One thing I do, I know a lot of people ask or want to know is, how is the transition from, like, doing open mics and stuff like that to transitioning to doing a poetry night via a radio station? Like, I mean, it's easy for people to come on here and do freestyles and stuff like that, but from me listening to some of the shows, like, the way these, you know, these poets come on, it's like they really try to get in touch with the fans. So just let me know how that is a different transition from just regularly just going up to a stage, from going to, like, going up on stage and doing it and getting that feeling, that energy from the crowd, to being on the radio and just, like, you gotta kinda, I wanna say, give that energy off, and hopefully the people get it through the radio.
Okay, so for me, I used to have really bad stage fright, and I'd be performing in front of, like, 100 and some people. They'd be having, like, big open mic nights and stuff. And, you know, first couple times I did it, or even any time I get on stage, I always get nervous. That's just the natural feeling. But I miss being on stage because, you know, the atmosphere of the poetry community, the scene, you know, I don't drink, but they got the bars there. People smoke, you know, everybody's relaxed, chill, and you just really there to listen and vibe with the whole community. So when you go to the radio, for me, I just don't feel like I get that same vibe, but I feel like you can spit a lot better, you know, because nobody's watching you. You don't have to feel like you rushing it, or you don't have to feel like you, you know, being looked at, stared at, or whatever the case may be, and I feel like you can hit it a lot harder, and you don't necessarily have to memorize everything because nobody can see you, what you're doing. So
right.
I just feel like, to me, either way, I mean, it's cool, but I would prefer, you know, to be in person and on stage, just being around people, other people. And it's nice, too, because other people, other poets, or people that come watch the show walk up to you and tell you how much they like your work. Or could you come do this? Or can you sign this book for me? Or, you know, whatever. On the radio, you get the same feel, but it's not as intimate. It's not as personal with the person.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, cool. I like that. That's cool. That's dope. Let me get your information, your platforms, and then you'll catch them later. So I miss being out.
Yeah.
I miss the scene.
Yeah, I know we all do. We all being stuck in this house. But, I mean, we all just try to make the best of it and just try to, you know, make new ways of, you know, doing what we do. Basically, that's kind of how I feel about it, just trying to get accustomed to something different, but also making sure
they were
talking
about a virtual book signing or something like that they starting to do. I don't know how you do that, but somebody was telling me about it.
I don't know if you, like, sign all the books, then you get the address. Oh, I'm sending you your book. Don't worry about it. Or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
They people watch you sign books, and then you're like, okay, everybody send me their address, and then I'm going to send y'all a book. Like, that's not a book signing. I'm not going to watch nobody. I mean, people probably will. I mean, don't get me wrong. People might want to watch somebody sign books and have a conversation with them. I mean, it's probably different. It may be a good difference because, I mean, people can, I mean, outside of the people watch you sign the books, but I think being able to talk to the people and, you know, interact with them, because I like the book signing,
people.
You know, you signing the book and you pushing them out the door, like, all right, next person. People don't get that, you know, that conversation with you, or, you know, just a little 2-3 minute situation where they get to, you know, have a moment with you and tell you, you know, their favorite part of the book or what they like most about the book or however else they, you know, they want something they want to tell you. And I probably figure they probably keep everybody's, you know, conversation with you if you're doing a virtual book sign to like 3 or 4 minutes or something like that.
Well, I was asking because I never heard of it and somebody was telling me about it. I was like, I ain't never heard of that before, but I guess. I don't know how real that is. There's a lot of stuff going on online that I have no clue about. And I'm just like, oh, that's new? Oh, okay. That's cool. Can you hear me on this thing?
Oh, yeah, I got you. I mean, I think
okay.
It's just different. Everything's different, you know. I mean, like I said, the whole pandemic we're dealing with now is different. So, I mean, everything is, we are just dealing with what we can deal with right now, to be honest. That's just how I feel. But at the end of the day, I feel like sooner that it'll get better or we'll go back to, you know, normalcy one day. But until then, I mean, we just got to make the best of our situation. And what I want to do now, I want to get into some music, and then we're going to come back. We're going to have more conversation, okay?
All right, cool.
Yeah.
In there, you look so perfect. like a parking lot. If you ain't talking about it, cut it short just like a halter top. Meet up with the plug in your town, cause I cop a lot. Call up to the club, shut it down like I bought the spot. I'm getting brains while I'm blowing, then I lost it. I lost it, got the strain, but it's strong, call it coughing a lot. Heard niggas sideline, trying ball a block. But I don't IG to watch niggas who don't lead a block. Same type niggas probably OD to pop. But me until I cop a real rollie, I don't need a one.
Touchdown, pull up right in your trap light. Know the plug, so it's minus the tax light. GPS, that's a family that bags the sign. Say no smoke until I light up the pack light. Touchdown, pull up right in your trap light. Know the plug, so it's minus the tax light. GPS, that's a family that bags the sign. Say no smoke until I light up the pack light.
The boy fresh, his outfit ain't in the stores yet. Way a nigga ballin', they should call it for a court press. I'm out of town, scroll connects in a short text. Bet I get the package for the low, nigga, no stress. Flow blessed, say you bars like I'm both blessed. Floatin' through your city with your bride in the Olex. Soft strippin', got the mess on the flow wet. Rollin' up my sticky and cigars while she so neck. I don't flex, only time my cap is broke left. Posted in the cover, round the dough just like a coat check. Yeah, how much I fly, you swear I own jets. Hottest nigga in your town and I ain't even known yet.
Touchdown, pull up right in your trap light. Know the plug, so it's minus the tax light. GPS, that's a family that bags the sign. Say no smoke until I light up the pack light. Touchdown, pull up right in your trap light. Know the plug, so it's minus the tax light. GPS, that's a family that bags the sign. Say no smoke until I light up the pack light.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. They ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. With the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick, quick with the jump. But like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouths all stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. How much the fat make it greasy? And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet. Your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get stitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what we get action. Say you want what we get goons. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy slider a tissue. Yo, chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause the niggas is sitting for getting the ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. What you heard is a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, I know it is. We're Mr. AK OG Radio, man. We're hanging out on this special poetry day. I'm sitting here with the original co-host. I'm just filling in today. Genesis is in the building. We're talking about her book. And that segues me into the next question about the merchandise or the merchandise that you are selling, getting ready to sell. Let us know about the merchandise and the things that people can be looking forward to purchasing from you outside of the book.
Okay. So I didn't want to really take away too much from the book, but I was advised that I should sell other products on the page. So.
Oh, yeah. It's all about you. We got to get everything out.
Well, thank you. I decided to sell, like, candles. There's,
see,
like, two candles on there. What'd you say?
Oh, that's what's up. I said, that's what's up. That is
so there's Fruit Loop candles on there. There's hoodies with the logo I Am Genesis on there. Also t-shirts. I like hoodies better because it's winter and Chi-Town a little cold. So
oh, yeah,
personally, I feel like hoodies is like the best thing around now. And then it's going to be cold, of course. And they black. I like a lot of black stuff. You know, I'm all for black people, black stuff. So I got black hoodies, black shirts with the white writing on it. You can also get some white ones with the black writing on it. I also have sage on there. I'm a very spiritual person, so I do a lot of sage, smudging and cleaning my house. And I wear a lot of gemstones, crystals, like rose quartz, amethyst, things like that that are also going to be featured on the site. So I just usually, those kind of go with my book. And it's about, like, self-worth and growth and, you know, from the dirt to the regrowth type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all on there right now. And, of course, the book. And, I didn't want to sell too much, but I think that was enough to start.
Oh, yeah, that is very, like, really perfect, really. And what I want to know is I'm not that deep into all that. So, as far as the merchandise, yes, but the sage thing, I've heard a lot of people talk about that. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I sage my house or I sage my car. So what is, like, break down what that is and what the whole purpose of that, you know, sage is.
Okay, so sage is based. So my father and them are from Cuba. And at first I thought it was like a Cuban tradition, but I know a lot of people that
mm-hmm.
are from, like, Jamaica, Haiti's and stuff like that. They practice that as well. It's basically, it's this stalk that you burn, and it gives off a scent, and you just walk through your house and remove any type of negative energy that's connected in your house. And then you basically say a prayer of positivity to get rid of all the negative entities within your house. So you can walk through each room. If it's something going on in that room, it's supposed to get rid of those negative spirits, negative energy, whatever negative. You can also sage yourself, your children, things like that. And it's basically like sealing a prayer over them and also removing, you know, basically detoxing your whole home. Because if you notice, in your house, if it's dirty, it's messy, you're going to feel like
mm-hmm.
you got a cluttered mind. You know, you're going to feel
mm-hmm.
cluttered. You're not going to feel so good. But you know how when your house is clean, you come in the house and it's like smelling good, it's looking nice, bed is
mm-hmm.
made, your energy just completely changed. So
right.
that's why it's certain things that you're supposed to do on a day-to-day basis, you know, to keep your spirit up, to make sure that you are, you know, I know you're going to be of the world, but not in the world, if that makes sense
right.
to you.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really go by any, I'm going to have to let anybody, people know I'm not a Jesus person, but I do believe in the universe and there that is the God,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not really
right.
into, you know, the pagan holidays. Mm-hmm. I mean, I celebrate them because I have an older daughter, so she right. understands, like, this is just something to do and or whatever,
yeah.
just for, you know, type party type deal, but it's not something that I go by. But
right,
I'm a very spiritual person.
Right, that's understandable.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot from spiritual-based people. I've been learning a lot from y'all spiritual-based people, and it's very intriguing, but yet it's very great knowledge to understand, like, somebody else's beliefs, somebody else, you know, situations like that. And it also opens up my mind really a lot of stuff. And then a lot of stuff that spiritual people break down sometimes makes even more sense than, you know, the norm of people reading the Bible and all the other stuff. You know, and that's a lot of stuff that I'm very intrigued by when I have conversations with people like that or hear people talk like that. It's like a lot of people don't want to have those conversations. It's just like it's a lot of stuff people don't want to talk about, but they have just choose their conversations. I'm the type of person that I will sit into any conversation just so I can have the knowledge of what's going on, because everybody got a different point of view, and I believe in hearing and trying to understand everybody's point of view rather than just judge somebody off of what everybody else believes. I believe in giving everybody the chance to, one, explain their belief, and two, not to force it on me, but to get me to understand it to where there's a great understanding, respect for what you believe in and what you have going on in the same situation for me, to where it works. It works, and you never know what you can get out of it. So I'm always trying to gain knowledge in those ways too. So that's another reason why I love listening to y'all show on Thursday, because it's a whole different spin on what's going on, really, as far as just, you know, the regular everyday music that I forced to listen to because this is one of the professions I chose. But at the same time, listening to those poetry shows does give me a different outlook of expression. So I definitely appreciate it.
Well, thank you for listening, because, you know, a lot of some people get offended and they get real offensive when you speak about whatever you believe in. I always give everybody the opportunity to speak, but I think I became more open with spirituality. I can't speak tonight, sorry. When I went overseas and I saw, you know, they don't believe in a lot of stuff in North America believes in,
mm-hmm.
and they were raised
right.
completely different than we are. So it's like, who's
right.
to determine who's right or wrong? There's no
right.
really right or wrong, because
mm-hmm.
you know, you go overseas, they see something completely different than you. They don't even know what Jesus is in, you
right.
know, those countries. They're like, what is that? They know of Allah or the
yeah.
Moors and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is completely different. And I know when I was younger, I used to go to a whole bunch of different churches. I've been Catholic, Pentecostal, Baptist, Christian, trying to find my way, and just none of them really connected to me. So I just felt
right.
like it was a bigger picture out there.
Yeah.
But honestly, we don't really know where we come from.
No,
there's no
don't.
Real answer to that.
No, it's not. And it's just, it's good to just, I feel like it's like whatever that you naturally have a natural comfort to, I feel like that's what you should gravitate towards. So you shouldn't be gravitating towards anything that's forced, anything that somebody else believes in, but you don't have that same gut feeling. Because a lot of times people will be forced into certain religions, be forced into certain jobs or just certain situations people be forced into because whether it's a family situation where the family feels like this is what you should be doing rather than you doing what you feel. And a lot of people don't get that. And a lot of people feel like they don't want to disappoint people that, you know, family members and stuff like that. So sometimes they just go with what's safe instead of going with their gut feeling. And I think that's the reason why people don't like to have them conversations, because they always get that thought process of what if I would just follow what I wanted to do in my heart, or what if I really understand this, you know, whatever religion or whatever God or whatever situation that they believe in, but they're forced to or just have to deal with what they believe in because it's a family situation. Then, you know, it's that's just, you know, I feel like you shouldn't have to live life like that. I feel like you living your true purpose when, for one, you're living for someone else's approval rather than, you know, genuine just love for self and stuff like that. So that's just some things I believe in. I feel like that should be talked about. And I feel like y'all do touch on those subjects through poetry, whether it's people coming on and talking about a subject that kind of not of the normal, but it has to be talked about. And maybe somebody needed someone else to say it so they can feel comfortable. And I feel like that's what a lot of spoken word artists, a lot of poetry artists like yourself and the people that you get to come on the show, they bring to the table that helps people. And y'all may not know that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You may not know what somebody, you know, is going through until either your story says it or you hear somebody else's story or so on. So y'all do serve a greater purpose than y'all think when, you know, you're speaking your truth.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. And one thing I do want to ask. So, what are some of the goals that you have? Not only just for, you know, for your book and merchandise, well, but as far as you as a poet, what are some of the like goals or some of the things that you want to reach with your, you know, your messages and your book? And what are some of the other platforms that you would like to get to and to, you know, spread your message to a broader audience?
Oh, wow. I honestly want to be like the next Maya Angelou. I know that's like a big step. I know that much. But with my poetry, I really wanted to represent myself and basically say, hey, I'm here and accept me for who I am. If you can't, then oh well, this is just going to be me, period. I had a long time of dealing with, I guess you could say, self-hatred, because I didn't know how to, like, you know, deal with myself, because I thought I was supposed to be this way or that way. You know, basically how either my parents wanted me to be or I saw other people doing, and just know that that's really just not how it's supposed to really be. That's not life. That's not realistic for anybody. So I basically want to open up my own poetry spot and have like poetry nights there. I also want to be able to have, you know, marijuana. I'm a marijuana fan. I just got to let y'all know that I'm a marijuana fan. I've stated that before. And I wanted to have it at the poetry scene, you know, so people would just be open to just be themselves and comfortable, of course. And I wanted to make sure that the word is basically out that, you know, you're destined for greatness. Everybody's destined for some type of greatness. And if you can speak it and if you can see it, then it's going to be in existence. And that's called you manifest things into existence, and that is real. You know, as long as you speak positivity will come back to you. So those are the things I'm looking forward to doing, and having a platform for other poets to come out and know that it's okay to just be themselves and not to be trying to pretend like they're somebody that they're not. So that's what I hope to do with my poetry, and to speak to people pertaining to either domestic violence. The book talks about self-worth. It talks about suicide. It talks about growth. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the uncomfortable topics a lot of people are afraid to talk about are actually in the book. But it just kind of works in different categories towards different people. So I want people to be comfortable. So that's my personal goal, and to just become a better person, being able to understand people and deal with humans. That's a lot. I say humans in a better way, because nobody's perfect and everybody doesn't have an understanding. Mm-hmm. Because, hell, I don't always understand myself.
Right. And, I mean, that's just with life. It's a lot of things that we don't understand. a lot of things that we don't get. It's a lot of things that we don't speak of because, one, we're afraid of how others view us when we speak. That's just like a lot of people who are suffering from depression. A lot of people are suffering from a lot of stuff, and that leads to other things. That leads to people feeling like they're not valued or they're not wanted in the world. And, like I know one person was talking about how a guy was afraid to express himself, like, talk about his feelings. Somebody, like, sent me a message or it was a post, and it was like, what are some reasons why men are afraid to open up or are afraid to express themselves or talk about how they feel? And I answered the question the best way I could, because I was just like, I think it just goes back to how men are looked at as, you know, strong, always, you know, almost to some point of views of superheroes, almost like men never get hurt. Men never, we don't have feelings. We go through life. We do what we need to do. We protect the people we need to protect. And that's it. And mentally, we just never show no emotion, because we feel like as men, that's a sign of weakness. If a man shows emotion, if a man says he's, you know, he has a mental illness or he's depressed or, you know, suffering from depression, that automatically people look at him, oh, he's weak, oh, he's soft, or how you mentally messed up. Right, and it's the way we're raised to just be always hard, never open up, and those things where traumatic things happen, and all of a sudden we have it so much bottled up inside, and when it accidentally flows and we can't control it, the way it comes out in sometimes traumatic ways, sometimes it comes out in bad activities or bad situations or just actions, repeated actions. And people just think we just bad people. It's like, no, this is kind of how I'm expressing how I'm feeling, how my hurt, how my pain, and how I feel, to where this is the only way I express it. And it's the only way when I express it, it gives me some type of calm, gives me some type of reason, or it feels right to do it or whatever, like that, whatever it may be. And For a guy to be like, oh, I'm gonna go see a therapist. He's like, nah, you can't go see a therapist. So that's a sign of weakness. But now I feel like it's other options to where, like I said, that's why I feel like poetry is one of them situations where you can go on stage and you can speak. And I feel like when people who do music, when you hear certain songs people make, and you can hear, like, that's real. That's coming from a real, something really happened in this situation. But the way they cover it up to where it's just, you don't automatically think it's that person. You just automatically think, oh, that's a good storyteller. You listen to the J. Cole, the Kendrick Lamar, the guy from Houston, yeah. Toby. Like, that is one of the artists who I've really attached to, was the guy Toby from the SWAT. Like, he made songs like Try Jesus and all these other songs that he made. And I feel like those are he's talking about genuine things that happened to him, and he ain't covering it up. It's like Kendrick Lamar is a great storyteller. J. Cole, Wale, like, these guys literally open up, and they like, I'm going to talk about this, but I'm going to make it sound to the point to where you don't even think it's about me. You like, man, whoever he's talking about, it must be real for that person. But no, I'm talking about me. But, and I feel like those are the situations where it helps people to open up. That's why I said when people, like, write, and you said you started writing, you did poetry of some of the traumatic things you went through, and it eventually helped you get over that and become, you know, get yourself back together the way you felt like you were whole again, you had work, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I kind of admire spoken word people because they reach from their truth and they speak it.
Well, I wish we could get more men to come forward and, you know, do more, open up more in the poetry community. We get some. We do get some male poets, but not as many as women.
Right. I wish I knew had the answer for that. But my thing is, I would just say to them guys, like, man, a lot of guys who do music, it's not that hard to transition to doing spoken word, to be honest. It's the same thing. It's just, that's how I feel like you can get a lot of these artists who do regular music to do spoken word because it's the same situation. It's just, you know, tapping into a different, you know, connection.
Well, I love it. I do. It helps me a lot. And the people I know, it helps them too.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to get into a couple more songs and then we're going to come right back and we're going to, you know, keep this conversation going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Feel some type of way. Oh, jeez. It's some dive shit, you know, like, free wolf. Hey.
I'm in the back of the bag, cooler, smoking, exotic. Baby, she with me, I'm gripping all on her, I'm loving her body. Pull up fast in the four and I'm late, they waiting in the lobby. You know the vibes with me, this shit then turn to a hobby. Yeah, I got four of them, they with me. Some of them told in the 50s. We living this ultimate lifestyle, so all of us kissing the veggies. You know that we riding the city, forms back to back, finna cop plenty. And no, we ain't worried about niggas, better know we go to war with many. Go to war with many, niggas rap like Mickey. How the fuck everybody keep on dying, man, this shit getting fishy. Baby, she calling, she missy. I'm on the road to the riches, and you know who on the side of me. Brando, you know he stay with me. Yeah, we see Goldie for real. I be with Odie for real. Yeah, we official to the grill. Niggas don't know me for real. I miss the old me for real.
I
miss my homies for real.
I do.
Can't wait till we all get rich. Eat on them big dollar meals. Wait.
Okay.
I'ma just let the beat play. Put myself in the game, I'm scoring. Better go down like EA. Like two times. Living proof. Little nigga, yeah, I'm DJ. Anything X speak louder than words. Man, I hate that cliche. Cause I'm a humble little nigga. Won't humble little nigga. Me and DJ like Dumb and Dumber. We both kick control like temper. And you know it's up like a blimp. And you know it's stuck like a sticker. Hop on late short, 200 on the dash. The pull like that, we can't get it. Roll up the board, just relax. I'm in a tent all black again. Damn, like water, I'm drowning in them. Jumping his cage, then we set down his fit. Pissed away, got my face all drip. Blues in my pocket, so my jeans all down. Just wanna fuck, I ain't really tryna kiss him. Dick in a jar, now she leave with some devils. Ayy, and I still feel some type of way. Just fuck two bad bitches. In the ass, was kinda gay.
Ayy,
wait. You would never know what I lay. You would never know what I say. Still feel some type of way.
Oh,
jeez.
I do. I feel some type of way.
A nigga standing on the corner didn't have a dime.
Hey.
What if I was just an average everyday nigga didn't keep a nine?
Hey.
What if I wasn't gang, didn't throw a sign?
Hey.
What if I didn't have a big bag and a rollie on me for the time?
Hey.
Would you fuck with me?
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 Hey.
What if I was just a nigga standing on the corner didn't have a dime?
Hey.
What if I was just an average everyday nigga didn't keep a nine?
Hey.
What if I ain't have a nice car sitting on a big rim?
Real.
Still let me be the it up, butt naked, broad day of my team. What if I ain't have a big chain? DVS my gym. Would you still get freaky nasty? I had to call you Lil' Kim. What if I ain't have you buying money or you couldn't call me collect? All them niggas in your circle couldn't pay a lawyer, had to write a check. What if I ain't run the block? What if I ain't run a set? What if I was just a bitch? Wouldn't have my respect. What if I was just a nigga standing on the corner, didn't have a dime? What if I was just an average everyday nigga, didn't keep a nine? What if I wasn't gang, didn't throw a sign? What if I didn't have a big bag and a rollie on me for the time? Would you fuck with me?
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 What if I was just a nigga standing on the corner, didn't have a dime? What if I was just an average everyday nigga, didn't keep a nine? What if my pockets wasn't deep? What if my money wasn't long? What if my drink wasn't purple? What if my weed wasn't strong? Would you still come around?
Or would you act like you don't know me?
Remember my mama, she told me.
What?
Watch out for these niggas, they phony. What if I ain't have a reputation, I'll put a nigga in the dirt. All these niggas, buddy, probably funny cause they didn't wanna put in work. What if I was type of nigga, let a nigga slide, catch him on the turf?
What
if I was type of nigga, didn't get the pussy, still bought a purse?
Hell no.
What if I was just a nigga standing on the corner, didn't have a dime?
Hey.
What if I was just an average everyday nigga, didn't keep a nine?
Hey.
What if I wasn't gang, didn't throw a sign?
Hey.
What if I didn't have a big bag and a rollie on me for the time?
Hey.
Would you fuck with me?
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 Hey.
What if I was just a nigga standing on the corner, didn't have a dime?
Hey.
What if I was just an average everyday nigga, didn't keep a nine? What if I was just a nigga standing on the corner, didn't have a dime?
Hey.
What if I was just an average everyday nigga, didn't keep a nine?
Hey.
What if I wasn't gang, didn't throw a sign?
Hey.
What if I didn't have a big bag and a rollie on me for the time?
Hey.
Would you fuck with me?
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 Hey.
What if I was just a nigga standing on the corner, didn't have a dime?
Hey.
What if I was just an average everyday nigga, didn't keep a nine?
Hey.
Truth be told, I feel like I'm the best with this shit. I put it all together, they a mess with this shit. A out west nigga, I'm a vet with this shit. If you a hater, blame God, I was blessed with this shit. Look, I'm at the point where I don't give a fuck. When lights off, a lot of niggas start switching up. It seem close, but that fake shit be really far. What you do when they ain't looking, that's who you really are. You see, this shit was made for an educator. To talk to the people, give them something greater. I be coming all humble and shit. Now you a star if you game bang, get on the mic and mumble some shit. Hey shorty, I don't give a fuck about your gram likes, cause showing your pussy ain't all a real man likes. And you wonder why I treat you like a little toy, cause you keep giving your gift to a little boy. Too many young niggas shooting, making me lose it. Ain't nothing tough about it, cause anybody can do it. Fuck supporting each other and how we supposed to be brothers. Niggas' hearts is cold, they wasn't loved by their mothers, raised by their grandmothers, cause the love was sweet. But then she passed away, and they resort to the streets, and ain't no love in the streets. Pops locked in prison, or you can't even see him without the court's permission. Listen, sorry, I ain't talking about gang shit, but I'd rather talk about something that might change shit. I ain't never sold crack rock. Grew up in streets where they'll kill you with your hat cocked. Take a peek, everybody say since you back drop. I got a slot to teach and thought I hit the jackpot. Few degrees, so who cares if a rapper like a master's and teacher? Don't compare me, I am nothing like them. They think gangsters shooting or getting penetration. I think gangsters helping my whole generation. They ain't real, they just tell you what you wanna hear. A black man teaching more needed than Obama here. It's a war and every mind is a weapon. So my verse is like an email, attached is a message. I hear them, they like, P, you on that conscious shit. I'm on that bring my people together and conquer shit. Too many kids not knowing about their next meal. And these niggas rapping about popping the X pill. Chill, I ain't saying that I'm better, but I'm smarter, cause I choose to use my words way clever. And I get it, a lot of us ain't never had shit. Feel like we on the escalator when it come to bad shit. But rise, that's what a nigga to do. We all trying to fix it, so what's a nigga to screw? Don't make a bad decision, go and get it the smarter way. Shacking without a penny, have to get it the harder way. Don't got a Rockefeller just to get it the Carter way. And pray that one day we can celebrate Father's Day. Sorry I ain't talking about gang shit, but I'd rather talk about something that might change shit. Shit.
Before I take a piss, yeah, we gave you life, it's okay to admit. Man, I swear this content gon' be our independence. Black business delegating with the delegation, discussing reparations for culture appropriation. Yeah, appropriately, and not the prorator. My girl got enough ass, I just need the 40 acres.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. You knew we used to rain, we already famous.
Famous. I'm black in everything. Black models, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black deals, fall from a black king. Black whips, all black, black is the new fame. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bangin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. Diamonds in my thoughts, not in your possession. You knew we used to rain, we already famous.
Yeah, we back in the building, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. Still hanging out with my girl, Genesis, the original host of Thursday Night Poetry. I just so happened to fill in for Radio Real tonight. So, I mean, hey, every now and then I like coming to hang out with my team. Do what I used to normally do every night, but hey, it's different, but I like it.
What you like better, being on the radio or being off the radio?
That's different. I miss it. I can't lie and say I miss being on the radio, but this new role that I've assumed or gave myself, it's a new challenge, and I like new challenges, but I started off on the radio, so
I never, you know, it's like first love. So this is something that is my first love. It's like I always come back to it. I mean, you know, it's just something that okay. you just can't let. It's something that you just can't let go. It's just something that I know that every blue moon I'm gonna pop up and do a Wednesday show, or just pop up on y'all show and just hang out, or just, you know, like today, just hosting the show. Like I felt like it just it all worked out somehow. So I mean, I love being on air. I love doing the show. I love interacting with guests and, you know, playing the music and doing the things that I normally used to do. So yeah, I do. I would prefer to be on the radio, but I understand the movement that I'm and the thing that I'm trying to accomplish will allow me to be more behind the scenes and making moves than being in, on the radio all the time and being trying to be the voice of everything that's going on rather than just making the major moves to make the big picture of reality. So, you know, it comes with the territory.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, these nights are fun, though. I do have fun reconnecting with the people who know, who are used to hearing me on the radio. Like now, I'm getting text messages. People like, "Oh, you back on the radio? Oh, I can't wait to tune in. Well, I'm gonna listen to it tomorrow." And so, I mean, the people who like who've been with OG, who've been listening to OG Radio since the first few years, the first 5 years. I mean, it's like. When they hit me on the radio, they just like, "Oh, I remember this show. I remember that show." So those are the things that bring me back to doing what I'm doing now because, you know, it's so many great memories I've had, not just doing the radio shows when we were able to be outside and I was able to do OG TV and I would go to these events and just hang out with my people, man. And that what made it even more fun is to when I started doing the web TV show to where, you know, people can see what we had going on and see what we were doing and see the artists I was interviewing and just putting the whole package together. So at the end of the week or the month, I could show them the whole visual of what OG Radio brings to somebody's club, somebody's bar, somebody's showcase, whatever like that. So those are the things that I really do miss about not being able to do the show like I want to and not being able to be outside. So that's just the things that, you know, come with the territory of what's going on in today's world.
Okay. Do you think a lot of people listen to our show on Thursday night?
I honestly do. I really do. I feel like that people are starting to understand the dates and the times, you know, because like I said, you know, a lot of people were used to the schedule that I had. So now that people are getting reintroduced to OG Radio, to the new host and to the new set dates, I feel like people are scheduled. And, you know, like I said, the best part about what we do is, like, our shows pop up on iTunes. So people who still use Apple iTunes and all that stuff so they can go back and listen to it. People who understand what we do here at OG Radio, they can always go back and listen to any show they want to. So I feel like the more and more people who understand that can guide them to, you know, to the live shows on Thursdays. And it's a new adjustment for a lot of people, but at the same time, they're starting to understand, like, what we got going on and, you know, what nights are for what nights and what, you know, with schedules and what things are going on with night. So, I mean, it's getting better, but I do have ways to improve the more live listeners. And I had that conversation with y'all in our group chat. But I've been devising plans to make it even more easy for people to understand what we got going on and have the schedule be even more easier for people to understand. But that's just something that I've been working on secretly. And once I get it, like, etched in stone, and then, like I said, I'll definitely send it to y'all, and then we'll have all of us as a team have a greater understanding of how we want to attack this pandemic situation with our listeners. So Yeah, it's cool. I like it, and I love the fact that the people who are listening in on Thursday nights, or it's a lot of people who say they listen to it in the morning, and they like to listen to the poetry in the morning, or when they get to work, or when, you know, some people are working from home, so when they, you know, they start their work day from home, they can turn on and listen to poetry, and it's really gravitating. It's just with a lot of people, you know, they like to listen to it when they have time. So that's the biggest blessing of OG Radio. It can also be listened to when people are more convenient to them, rather than feeling like if they miss it that day, they miss something. It's like, nah, you ain't gonna never miss something on the show. So, like I said, it's a million different ways they can listen to it. It's a million different ways that they can get what they want to get out of it. So it's just our focus now is getting the live listeners and the live poets to start pulling their fan base towards us on Thursdays.
Okay. Well, I've been on it. I've been working on it. Sometimes I have a lot of people, and then sometimes they don't even call in. I'll be so heated. 3,800 high.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't y'all just let me know that y'all wasn't calling in?
Yeah. And I think those are for the ones who, like the poets who said they're going to call in. It's more so of a, you know, you try to touch bases with them more often before the night of the show and stuff like that. So it's a lot of things that I do when I contact artists. Like if I set an artist up for an interview for whatever day it is, I double back with them that next day. And then I get them a day in between and then hit them right back over the head. Like, hey, look, you signed up for this. Just letting you know, let me know if there's anything that, you know, you're not going to be available to do. You can let us know now. We can reschedule. There's a lot of stuff we can do. It's just more so keeping in contact with them. Once they agree to it, you know, verbal agreement, it's just really just follow-ups after that, because a lot of time people do have real-life situation life that goes on. A lot of people don't, you know, they don't set schedules. It's just, I said I'm going to do this, okay, cool. But they don't have it they don't have it on their phone, on their schedule, on their phone. They don't have it, you know, because ain't nobody going to sign up for nothing.
I think
that's
just the military in me. Because I do double check.
Mm-hmm.
I double check 3-4 times before I try to post early too and get people.
Yeah.
And I always, you know, make sure that I hit them up, you know, the day before, the morning of, you know, to make sure they still calling in, and then
mm-hmm.
the night come, and then all of a sudden they don't understand what CST means, like Central Standard Time or
mm-hmm.
whatever the case is. But it's just definitely that military mindset that I have to kind of let go to a certain extent. And a lot of people hate when
go.
I say, well, I'm dealing with it. Yeah, well, I guess relax.
I wouldn't say let go. Not even relax. It's a lot of things that you like that's good that you want to keep, and it's some of the stuff that you know may not apply to the world today, because it's, you know, like I said, y'all train way different than the normal people in life today, especially these kids today. Y'all train way, like military people are trained way different, because, like I said, I have a brother who was in the Marines, so yeah, so some of his thought processes don't fathom with people today, because they don't think the same way. I know, like I said, with you who have a military background, your train of thought may be a whole different aspect of what other people normal day is. So, I mean, you just got to understand that your mindset is way different than everybody. So, you know, some things you might have to be more patient with, some things you might have to be more stern with. It's just because of how you were trained to do whatever, you know, you were doing when you were in the Army. And then when you get back to regular, some of the stuff may not apply right now. Not because it's bad information, just because that's not the way of the world right now. And people don't, you know, it don't fit to what's going on in certain areas. But then other things that y'all learn may be needed more of because of what's going on in the world. So it's just, you got to kind of pick and choose, you know, the information and how you approach every situation now, because things are different.
That's true.
So, yeah, I wouldn't get just, I would say just keep, like I said, like the show's been amazing. So I would just say just continuously keep doing what y'all are doing and, you know, tweak some things here and there. Just make sure, like, when these artists, you know, they if they not 100% committed on, like, the first day, I wouldn't necessarily lean on that person or even think to have them locked in until, you know, they give you a solid, like, I need a solid, okay. Or okay. A solid yes or a solid no for right now. But some people give you, maybe let me check. It's this is what you do. You check your schedule. This is the days we have open. And then you let us know. You know Thursdays is poetry. If you're able to fit the schedule, this is the time we on. So that gives you a couple days to, you know, your daily schedule. You know how to fit something in your schedule that's new. So it's just an all level point of the will to want to do it.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, it works out. I see we got a caller. I don't know if they want to call in and talk, but, I mean, we can see. So I'm going to hit these phone lines real quick, and we're going to see what's going on. OG Radio, who this? Hello? Hello?
I think they're having technical difficulties.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like they got technical difficulties. So we're gonna let this person continue to listen, and we're just gonna go back. Oh yeah. So sometimes we get the technical people who, I don't know. Sometimes they want to call in, but they don't know the right procedure. But it's cool though. It's definitely a cool situation. And like I said, I like the fact that I got to hang out with you tonight, you know, get to know you even more, you know, not to say I didn't have a base level of idea about who you are and what you represented, but this moment right here is something that I'm glad we did because it let me understand you even more as a poet, let me understand you more as a, like your show and what you do with the show. And even, you know, some ideas to where we can help the show grow even more. And like I said, I don't know how I come across I don't want to call myself a boss, but, you know, the production manager of the show, because I know I'm so nonchalant and I let y'all do whatever y'all want to. But I'll be trying to tell Terry and I'm like, man, if y'all got questions or any situations, just let me know. Or just like every morning, I always ask y'all what's on the agenda or what can I help with? And, you know, I just wait to see what the responses be. If I can help, if I can, I can. If I can't, then I'll be feeling like, oh, they don't need my help today. So I guess I can go back to do whatever else I was doing. But like I said, I just try to be as open to y'all as I can.
Well, I appreciate you, like, promoting the book and my poetry. And you don't get a lot of people like that. You get some people where they intend on helping you, but in all actuality, they really don't want to help. Like, it's like a forced thing for themselves. But in the back of their minds, they like, I really didn't want to help her that much. Or, you know, feeling whatever way about it.
Yeah.
And I've ran into people like that in my life, and it's like, I want somebody genuine to be like, I want her to succeed. I see her succeeding. So I really appreciate the interview and doing like the book and stuff like that.
Yeah. I really feel like we needed to do an interview with you. Like, it set up perfect like that because, I mean, like I said, you didn't have no guests today, and my thought was, okay, she got a book out, she got merch, she got all this stuff going on, but we need to get her, and we need to do an interview with her, so one, anybody who listens to the show, who's tuned in, can understand you and get to know you better. Two, we can let people know that, you know, every Thursday we do poetry night with Genesis and Radio Real. I'm just a production manager now. I gave myself that role, but you will not hear me on the show hosting. I might call in and hang out. You know, I try to hang out as much as possible, but I definitely leave Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to y'all. I only fill in when I have to. See, that's what happens when the boss, you got to fill in when you need to keep everything moving. But like I said, I feel like this was needed, and I feel like it happened for a reason, because it's definitely shining a light on, one, the poetry night, two, your book and everything that you're doing. And I feel like, you know, this is one of those shows to where, you know, I mean, we played music, but it was more so understanding, you know, you as far as being a poet, being a mom, being, you know, who you are. So, I mean, this is a great introduction. It's almost like a virtual, like, I don't want to say book signing, but almost like a virtual, like, situation at a bookstore where, you know, it's like a people like not reviewing your book, but understanding, you know, more about you and understanding like you. So when they get the book, they understand what's going on from the book because they understand you a little bit more. So this was a perfect blessing in disguise that you got to be the focus of what's going on with, you know, your book, your merchandise, everything that you're trying to achieve. So we got to put the platform and the spotlight on you rather than you trying to put the spotlight on somebody else. Because every now and then, yes, when you're accomplishing great things, we want to celebrate them. And we have to put the spotlight on you so people can recognize, you know, what you've been doing and what you've been up to instead of trying to be in the background. That's my job now. I get to be in the background now. I've been the face of the OG Radio for so long. Something that, you know, I just started because I love music. I did the artist thing for a while where I recorded music and that's all I wanted to do. But me thinking about who I am, I made these changes because I understood that without other artists to where I could play their music, to other hosts to where they can, you know, shine the light on themselves and show what they about and bring their audience to where they already have. So like I said, with you, with your book and everything that you're doing, it's a perfect opportunity for me to shine a light on everything that you're trying to accomplish and everything that you are accomplishing. So when times like these come up and, you know, we're used to, you know, letting people know what you got going on instead of trying to give everybody else a shine. So I feel like that is my exact purpose of what I'm doing right now with my radio show and DJing and my podcast that we about to start back doing with my classmates. So it's just a lot of things that I feel like this is the reason why I've given you, Radio Real, and B-Trade the reins to the show, not just so I could sit back and try to navigate with any other things I was doing, but give y'all a platform so people can understand who y'all are. Because everybody know me, everybody know how long I've been doing this radio show, why I've been doing this radio show. So for me, this was my putting the spotlight on somebody else so y'all can have these moments like this. So like I said, that's why I said it was just a perfect storm.
Well, I appreciate it. Now everybody get to know my voice. Well, I've been on here for about 6 months now. The time that went by fast.
Right, it don't even feel like 6 months to me.
It don't. It really don't. I'm like, oh, okay.
It really don't.
But it's good.
Right, but it's well worth it, though, I feel like it's well worth it to, like, push y'all like that. Because I know a lot of people have been sending me messages now, like, who is these new people on OG Radio? Like, you went from doing everything by yourself to you really do have, people really feel like, it's a solid team over here. And I'm like, it is, because I'm not like the normal program director or boss or whatever you want to call me, because they run with their ideas and I just let y'all navigate through them. However the result come out, it comes out and we take care of them as a team. So there's no, what you doing now is like what we doing over here. So like I said, Radio Real been in the streets all day. He's all over the place, you know. So it's like,
I know.
Crazy,
I wish I could have went to the event.
Yeah, if you'd have told us earlier enough.
The poetry.
Right. That would have been something nice. But, you know, I mean, I checked out the interview. I'm probably going to watch it again. And,
well, I got my questions.
Right.
I definitely got my questions about it.
I do too, so I'm pretty sure he's going to fill us in on what's going on and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, I've just been real appreciative of just what y'all been doing. And like I said, when I get ready to do what I want to, and then I can be able to put to use a lot of stuff that I ain't been able to because of this pandemic. It's just really messed up a lot of in person or like things that I had planned that was basically fit for a lot of clubs really got deterred this year. So that was kind of like the only damper to this situation, where a lot of stuff that I had booked in and locked in and showcases that I was putting together, I just put them on hold because we don't know what this pandemic going to do. We don't know when it's going to end. We just in it.
Exactly. Going with the flow.
Pretty much just going with the whole flow, just letting whatever happens happen. And, I mean, we can only do so much at a time. So that's all I've been trying to do, do what I can do. And it is what it is. But before we get out of here, I want you to tell everybody how they can get in contact with you, like all your social media. And then let everybody know again where they can find the book, too.
Okay. So it's called Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. You can find it on bookpatch.com. You can find it on Amazon. You can also find it on I Am Genesis Poetry. It's on Shopify. And within the next couple of days, it should be on Barnes & Noble as well, but I know most people use Amazon. Again, it's called Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be Your Friend. I'm on Instagram. It's 3YE_M_Genesis. And on Facebook, it's going to be Genesis Silverman. What else am I supposed to say? That's how you find all my information. Mm-hmm. If you want to check out this book or buy it. Or you can just hit me up, because I be on Poetry Slam all the time. I'm looking for new recruits for poetry to come on Thursday nights, of course, to, you know, recite some poetry for everybody out there to listen to. So I'm on there a lot, too.
That's definitely what's up. So we about to get out of here. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV. Y'all know what I do. Y'all know what I say at the end of all my shows, man. Do what you love. Love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. We out of here, man. Make sure y'all tune in every Thursday, 9 p.m. to the Poetry Hour with Radio Real and Genesis. And tomorrow we got, the ladies from the Lipstick on the mic. They're going to be tuned in, locked in with us tomorrow. So definitely stay tuned for that. Radio Real and B-Tray will be in for that one. And me and Genesis, we out of here, man. We holler at y'all when we holler at y'all, all right?
All right, I'll holler. All right.
Yep. Peace out.